We're talking about transportation funding and how to make this budget work. On the morning show, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers and Transportation Secretary designee Craig Thompson are sending strong signals that the upcoming state budget will include a proposal to raise the gas tax to pay for roads. Governor Evers indicated there was some consensus forming on transportation as he talked with reporters yesterday in Madison.
From what I hear, at least part of it is gas tax increases. But again, I want to make sure that the final report is on my desk and before we insert it into the budget.
What do you think Wisconsin's biggest transportation needs are? Do you agree or disagree with a gas tax that would increase with inflation? Does this make sense as a way to help transportation funding, or is it unfair? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Steve Walters is senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. Steve, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Kate, thank you very much for discussion of an absolutely fascinating debate in the Capitol.
Well, we've talked about how the governor formed a task force, 34 members.
34 members.
And he'll get his proposal to your budget to the legislature by the end of the month.
February 28th.
So do we have any clues about how the governor's budget might address transportation funding? What do we know?
Well, let's talk about what the governor said yesterday. It seems to be that he's coming closer, as you said, to an increase in the gas tax. But let's set that up. Our gas tax has been 30.9 cents since 2006. Now you have an additional 2 pennies that goes to the petroleum underground cleanup fund. But let's focus on the gas tax, 30.9 cents since 2006. And the estimates given at the Transportation Task Force meeting in La Crosse was if you raise that by 5 cents, that would raise $165 million. And the beautiful thing about that is, according to WISDOT, is that's just a matter of adjusting all of those pumps up 5 cents. And so the issue there is you can get that money pretty quickly.
It's kind of like a clean adjustment. There isn't a lot of wait time or baggage. You just, boom, you can do that.
Right, because some of the other options that they discussed at the task force meeting would take until 3 years to kick in. In other words, if we set our registration fee for vehicles according to new cars, like Iowa and I think Minnesota do, or maybe Michigan, that would take 3 years to phase in. So you have two things you could do immediately. You could raise the registration fee, $75, which has also not been changed since 2008, or you can dial up the gas tax.
So step back for us for a moment as we talk about transportation funding. At this point, are we actually considering new construction and repairs, or are we trying to cover debt?
Well, first of all, I'll deal with debt. In the 2010-2011 fiscal year, which ended on June 30, 2011, debt service was 11.5%, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. In the current year, which ends on June 30th, our debt service, in other words, what we pay for past IOUs, is 19.6%. So $1 out of every $5 that you and I pay when we buy gas or register our vehicles now goes to pay off debt. So that deals with the debt part of your question.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part was what?
Well, the other part is, what about new construction, new projects, and the whole aspect of what repairs are part of this this transportation backlog?
Thank you. I'm going to quote Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald as saying, we have 5 projects in Southeast Wisconsin that cost at least $1 billion. So we've done the east-west on the Zoo Freeway, but we haven't done the north-south. And when you talk about the east-west from the Zoo Freeway into downtown Milwaukee, past Miller Park, American Family Park.
And get your name straight now, right?
Right.
Or about to get your name straight.
Right. That's another $1 billion project. So when Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald, we have 5 projects in Southeast Wisconsin, which may include from Madison to the Illinois border that cost $1 billion. We are talking about completion of some majors. And when you focus on Southeast Wisconsin and Southern Wisconsin, legislators from up north say, hey, what about us? So that's part of what makes this so fascinating.
And these projects are coming together piecemeal. They're not
being able
to do all at once.
Right.
And that can have an impact as well.
Right. Yes. The budget recommendations coming from Mr. Evers and Secretary of Transportation Craig Thompson will determine when we can address finishing the Zoo Freeway, when the timeline for the Interstate 3990 from Madison to the Illinois border, and in Madison, 151, the Verona bypass.
So how could having a new Democratic governor impact transportation policy and funding in our state?
Well, it's interesting because the governor has indicated as recently as yesterday that he is open to recommending a gas tax increase. Remember, former Governor Scott Walker said, I will not raise the registration fee, $75 that you and I pay, or the gas tax, 30.9. And you had Assembly Republicans last session who were willing to put a package out there that did a whole lot of things. It had a lot of moving parts, including repealing the minimum markup, but that was a non-starter, both with Senate Republicans and Governor Walker. So you have a whole new dynamic with Governor Evers and Secretary of Transportation Craig Thompson.
Well, let's bring in a call now. Let's go to Cece joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Cece.
Hello.
What's on your mind? Yeah. How would you approach transportation?
Well, I want to thank you for bringing up the topic. I think it's important. But it seems like we keep putting Band-Aids on everything, and at some point we're going to have to talk about the high-speed railways. And we keep just getting farther and farther in debt and putting Band-Aids on things and taking on new projects and roads, but at some point we got to address it. Is anybody talking about that?
Thank you for your call, Cece. Long range, the goal of Secretary of Transportation Thompson and Governor Evers right now is to make a visible dent in our shortfall in the next 2 years. In other words, when I interviewed Secretary Thompson last week, he said people have to see that we have improved our roadways within 2 to 3 years. He's saying we are not able in the next budget to make a long-term 5, 10, 15-year funding, but I really want to recommend a package that people will notice the improvements within 2 to 3 years. So long-term, not a lot of focus, but they are trying to make progress in the short term.
And when you look at things like rail, that is huge investment. That would mean some major investment, would it not?
Yes, it would. And that's the reason that rail was people from the rail industry, railroad passengers were part of the 34-member task force, mm-hmm. in addition to someone from the beer brewing industry. And I said to Secretary of Transportation Thompson, why do you have someone from beer brewing? And he said, because we had heard that the roughness of Wisconsin highways were damaging the delivery of beer bottles, which in Wisconsin, wow, that is a venal sin.
Steve Walters is with us. He's senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. We're talking about ways to fund the transportation budget with your insights along the way at 800-642-1234. Steve, as we look at the traction that is gaining on this gas tax, is it a partisan issue? Is there an actual partisan divide on this?
Oh, certainly. When you have the biggest problem for a gas tax increase, I think, is in the conservative Republican members of the Senate. They've gained even more conservatives. So the issue here, let's look at the makeup of the Senate. There are 14 Democratic senators. I hope my math is right. So if all 14 Democratic senators back the governor's highway funding plan, it would take 3 Republican senators to come over to pass it, if Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald lets that provision be debated. So I think there's more potential synergy with Governor Evers and Assembly Republicans on this than potentially Senate Republicans. But can I ask a question for your audience?
Go right ahead.
All right. Here's the deal. I just put 4 new tires on my Honda Civic, and I paid state and local sales tax of $24.64. My wife and I drive 80-85% in Wisconsin. Should that $24.64 not go to the state general fund? Should it go to the transportation fund? I'd love to hear from you viewers on that.
And the number is 800-642-1234. Let's bring John in Sturgeon Bay into the conversation. John, hi.
Hi, good morning. To me, I'm not, usually if it's a partisan issue, especially on the right, they may say, this is just tax and spend. But this is just a situation where the money is earmarked for very specific needs. And the average driver, I drive a lot, 40,000 miles a year, and the average driver might notice, and I mean, over a two-week period, a 5% change in gas, but it really doesn't affect how much they drive. And it's probably the best way to spread out, you know, the hurt, if you will, you know, by everybody, you know, maybe $5 a month if you drive a lot.
So John is saying spread out the hurt.
Well, Secretary Thompson said, if you raise the gas tax 5 cents for the owner of a passenger car in Milwaukee, that will net out at about an additional $40 a year. So when he talks about here's a way for $2 to $3 a month to make a down payment on improving our roads, it seems to me like he's edging closer to the gas tax increase. But thanks for your call. I have a question. Driving 40,000 miles a year is a lot. How often do you have to have your car realigned paying for that over these wonderful Wisconsin roads?
Because
sir?
There is the wear and tear
yes.
element as well. Certainly that factors into, you know, what people are paying when they go, you know, and hit yep. one of those potholes.
And remember last campaign, Scott Holes? Those billboards, Kate, remember?
I remember.
What a wonderful debate.
We're looking at how lawmakers aim to solve the state's transportation funding issues with Steve Walters as our guide. He is senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, the public affairs media organization. Join in at 800-642-1234. What ideas do you have on the table to fund transportation? How would you go about raising $500 million for roads by 2021? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation in a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking transportation funding and the governor's forthcoming budget here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last month, the governor formed a 34-member task force to gather ideas on how to raise revenue for the state's transportation needs. And the governor told reporters yesterday that the task force would be releasing its recommendations for transportation in the near future. So how would you solve transportation? Is it raising the gas tax? Would you explore tolling? Call in at 800-642-1234. Steve Walters is our guide. He's also throwing out questions for you. He's senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. Let's go back to the phones now and bring in Steve joining us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. You know, obviously, most of our roads, is my understanding, are paid for with the gas tax. And with so many energy-efficient vehicles on the road, specifically hybrids, and electric cars that are on the roads, and I just saw two Priuses pass me, they don't use a lot of gas. So they're not paying their fair share of the tax burden. What about providing a surcharge for anyone that owns a vehicle that gets, you know, more than X number of gallons per gas of $300 to $500 a year? How much would that bring in revenue every year and have it be those people paying their fair share of taxes?
Steve, thanks very much for your question. We just started putting a surcharge on electric and hybrid vehicles. Now, I don't have the Fiscal Bureau paper in front of me. My recollection is that if you have an electric or hybrid, you're going to pay an additional $50, kicking it from $75, which I pay on my Honda CR-V, to a hybrid or electric. And so we've started doing that. But if memory serves, it only brings in $2, maybe $3 million. Secondly, I want to go to your initial point. 90% of the $1.9 billion that we get in state tax revenues comes from only two sources, and that is our gas tax and our registration fee. So we've started charging more for hybrid and electrics and their registration fee. Should it be an even greater surcharge? That's a policy decision for the governor and lawmakers.
Let's bring in John now, joining us from Green Bay. John, hi.
Hi, good morning. So I'm an independent and kind of a, you know, pragmatic when it comes to tax policy. Is the Evers administration concerned about the regressive nature of a gas tax?
Meaning that it affects the poor and rich not equally. Okay.
John, thanks for your call. That is a concern among Democrats. However, there's apparently the governor thinks an emerging consensus that the gas tax is the fairest way. Remember, it hasn't been increased since 2006, when we also eliminated indexing, but that's a different concept. That the raising the gas tax is the fairest way to tax everybody, including Illinois residents, Minnesota residents, Iowa residents, Michigan residents. Yes, there's a regressivity issue, but the governor may feel there's an emerging consensus that it's one of the fairest ways as a pay-as-you-go tax.
Let's bring in Eric in Kenosha. Eric, hi.
Hi. I think the underlying theme that I think everyone can agree with is it's fair if it's pay-as-you-go. And the gas tax is certainly a fair way to do that. Licensing, registration, the taxes you mentioned on your automotive parts that you buy for your vehicle are all indices of how much you drive. And as I think the main thing is fair disclosure so that people can see that the money they're paying for driving is actually going to pay for roads and not being tossed into general revenue funds, which... I'm an Illinois transplant. You tend to think they create these specific taxes, but then the money doesn't really go to where you thought it was going. So I think that's important as well. But pay as you go, fairness. I don't think many people would object to that.
Well, we've also heard from some lawmakers to say this is unfair for people who actually are trying to commute from rural areas to jobs that they need to be able to do in order to make a living. So there is that. There's that tension there. Steve,
Eric, thanks for your call. Here's my question: do you think when you pay to have your car realigned, or in my case, I just bought new tires for the Honda CR-V, do you think those sales taxes should go into the transportation fund? Because right now they're going into the general fund to pay for health care, school aids, and prisons and the university system. I'm just curious.
I think that there can be an apportionment of them, but my real point is simply we should be paying as we go, and all of the things we spend on our car are indices indicative of our driving, and the more we spend on our car, it's probably because we're driving more than other people who, you know, are not driving so much. Should that money be going into the other funds you mentioned, the other costs of being in business as a government? You know, those things should be paid for. I think they should be funded. I think that people need to feel like whatever it is they're spending, they know where it's going, and it's going to the places where we were told it would be going.
Eric, thanks so much for the call. Steve Walters, we have so many different options on the table. What options are the most politically feasible at this point?
Well, you can pick up small amounts of money by increasing the title fee. If you bump that a dollar, that raises $1.5 million. If you eliminate the deduction for evaporation, which I didn't even know existed, you pick up $13 million. The quickest way to raise money is the... a $10 increase in the registration fee, that would bring in $40 to $47 million, depending on which estimate you believe. And the gas tax, you bump that up, again, that's $165 million. So those are the ones that would bring in more cash immediately to address what the Evers administration says is our immediate need to show drivers that we're making progress.
What policies are the least likely to happen in Wisconsin, do you think?
Well, if you take all the revenues from cars and car repairs and the tires I just bought, and you move it from the general fund to the transportation fund, that's $630 million. Now, that would solve your problem, but it would have less money for schools, healthcare, the UW, the prison system. Also, the idea of making people self-report was floated. In other words, you would get 3,000 free miles, but after that, you'd pay 1 cent per mile above that. Now, that caller that drove 40,000 miles, he'd only get $3,000 without having to self-report. That's a non-starter, especially with Senator Howard Markline, who said from Southwest Wisconsin, many of my constituents drive to jobs in Illinois and Iowa. That would be unfair. So I don't consider those as palatable and politically possible.
We saw transportation as such a huge sticking point to delay the budget in the last administration. Do you see that happening with this administration?
I'm an optimist, Kate. I just think there's some potential synergy here with Governor Evers and Assembly Republicans. So there are probably other major sticking points, including expansion of Medicaid, but that's a separate show. So I am optimistic they can reach a highway funding compromise.
What are you watching for in these days leading up to February 28th when we may see a budget?
Well,
I'm
looking for more signs. We got one yesterday when the governor says there seems to be a potential consensus among the special interest groups, the 34-member task force, to raise the gas tax. Is he next going to say that we haven't raised the registration fees on our 3.7 million autos, our 969,000 light trucks, and our 298,000 heavy trucks since 2008? Is he going to signal an increase in the registration fee? Potentially, you could see diversion of some amount of money, $50 million, $100 million, I'm just floating this, from the general fund to the transportation fund.
So as we wrap up here very quickly, you know, as you talk with lawmakers, do you find that it's their constituents pushing them to be able to side one way or another? And is a 34-member task force going to get an answer?
Well, I think the 34-member task force is going to function as a advisory group to Secretary Thompson. But yes, legislators are hearing from their constituents that, hey, we have a highway funding problem. I don't enjoy these potholes. Let's fix it.
Steve, thanks for joining us.
Kate, thanks very much.
Steve Wolters is senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. Just ahead, in honor of Galentine's Day, we're talking about the history and the science of female friendships. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.